Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consultant, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet specialty tea company. All right, so happy September the 3rd. It's Saturday. I wanted to come on here and do a podcast and talk about criticism, shaming in the black culture, in the African-American black culture. You guys, and I'm not talking about my listeners that are not like this, but there is so much criticism, analyzing, downplaying a woman who does something to her body. If she goes and get a tummy tuck, somebody's complaining. But it's mainly black people complaining about black people. And not only do they complain about black people, they sit and they make fun of other races that go and get body enhancement. A white lady can go get her boobs done, her love handles fixed, and they compliment each other. But then the minute a black person sees that, or a black female sees that, or if they see a black girl go and she get a butt lift, and the men are bad also, they see the person go and get a BBL or a tummy tuck or they breast redone, they analyze it. They criticize her. They talk negative about her. They say, oh, well, she used this money to get it. Why does it fucking matter? Who cares? She did what she wanted to do to her body. Her body, not your body. Nobody asked you to come on and tell somebody, oh, I was naturally born this way. Kudos to you. Kudos to you if you were born that way, or you think you were born that way, or whatever. I used to see with the ex, him and his circle of idiots would always criticize other people. A lady could be walking in the store, he'll turn the camera on them and talk about them, or they would all laugh about that person. But most white people are minding their business. Most Philippine people really minding their business, starting businesses, making money, and not worried about somebody else and how they live or what they do with their money. We have the most criticizing society of culture in this society. It is really sad that I have a lady, the lady I always say, we met on weird terms, but we've grown to make laughter out of life and things that have happened to us. She had her body done. She looks amazing, by the way. Congratulations to her. She did what she wanted to do. She enhanced her body the way she wanted to enhance her body. But we have Cuckoo Bird over here always trying to take a jab at this lady because she got a BBL and she got a tummy tuck and whatever else she had done. Why does it matter? I'm going to say it slower because she will get up and listen to all my podcasts. Why does it matter what somebody else did to their body? Why are you so affixed to trying to body shame somebody? No matter what, if a person, see, I click on Facebook and I look at some of those videos that they show on videos, and it'll show people from the 600-pound life. And then I read some of the comments, and then most of the comments that are negatively attacking the person is from black people. Negatively attacking. You might get a few white people that say something. Never seen an Asian person on there saying anything. Never seen a Russian person on there saying anything. It's just a small group of other race and a huge group of black race laughing, making video clips of the person, and going viral with it. See, we have the most negative mindset. It's that fucking crab in the barrel bullshit. You'll see somebody, these people go on doctor on that 600-pound life, and they go to get, they try to get help. But mentally, they're not there sometimes, and they struggle. At the beginning of the show, they show you their way of what got them to where they are. And some people will make videos off of that and do a sound clip and make fun of the person. But you don't know that person's struggling. You don't know how much that could be pushing that person to ending their life. Because your mind is idiots. Your mind is an idiot. You are an idiot mindset. Because you think body shaming somebody is the way to go in life. Nobody's paying you to body shame somebody. You might get a few checks from Facebook Live, but always remember, karma, she owes everybody something. Everybody. And when she circle back around, you never know how she's going to circle to you. Because it don't always happen to you. It could go to a family member or a loved one and crush your whole world. We sit and we make fun of each other. We'll go in the store and we'll see somebody and we're posting pictures of the person and look what she got on and look at this. It's always 98% of the time black people making fun of other people. And don't use that, oh, they did us wrong all our life and this and that. But the black person didn't do you wrong per se. And if you was that old to go through racism at the extent that our ancestors may have went through it, you still don't owe them that much effort and energy out of your life. We are so programmed to think that negativity is the way of life. A mindset of a person that thinks that they can sit and they can talk negative about somebody is the mindset of a person who inside, they're not happy. They don't have a happy home. They're not happy with their family. They put on a fake to make you think that they got something and they don't. They use a lot of filters because they're not pleased with their appearance in real life. They struggle with something, so they always comparing something to somebody. Nobody asks you to analyze anybody. Nobody asks you to compare anybody. What you're asked to do with your life is live your life. You can't even live your life because you're too busy trying to criticize somebody else's life. You can't live your life because you don't have happiness in your own life. No matter what you say and you try to make it, but your action speaks different. Your actions show that you are a critical basket case. Because when you see somebody, oh, I'm telling you, a white lady could go get all her love handles removed. She could go get her breasts enhanced. She could go get her lips done and her Botox and all of that. And the white people going to say, man, she looks amazing. Wonder who her plastic surgeon was. That looks good. But then you'll come over here. Here come the negative black people, men and women. Oh, she went and got her body done. So what? See, a plastic surgeon is getting paid. He went to school to learn to do this. So you want to take his money away from him from helping somebody else have a better self-esteem about themselves? You want to take away from his family from eating because he went to school all these years to get his plastic surgery license to learn how to do body enhancements and recreations and all of this. He got a gift. She got a gift. That gift was stilled upon them. They're helping. They're enhancing. Now, don't get me wrong. Some doctors go a little too far. But they're doing what their patient wants. But sometimes that's just greed for money because they know at some point you got to say, no, this is enough. We can't do this to your body. We got, you know, be natural with it. Make it look natural. But if that's what they want, if that's what he wants, because men get plastic surgery all the time. You'll see somebody's nose maybe a bigger nose. Here come the black people talking about the person's nose. Here come the black people talking about the person's nose. They doing all of this. Even the most racist person is not worried about what Lisa went and got done to her body. They could care less. They just don't like you. They don't care that you went and got a tummy tuck, a butt lift, you the finest person, or your body is banging. They just don't like you. But y'all sit and you pick on people. This is some kindergarten bullshit. This is some my mama don't have nothing, so because we don't have nothing, we gonna sit back and laugh at other people. See, that circle of friends that the ex had, those the same people that would go to happy hour and got to sit to the table and count their change and money to see how many drinks they could buy together. It's a struggle. That mindset of trying to bash somebody and say, oh, she built wrong, or she made this way. God made each one of us the way he made us. He didn't make us to be a certain look, to look like each other. Whatever God you look at, he created each one of us. See, we get so stuck on an outer appearance, but you really don't realize that your inner appearance is seeking out, and people are looking at you and thinking, that's a stupid, crushed person. That's an ignorant person. You get on here and you make fun of everybody. You try to downplay a person because of their size or their looks or their skin tone or what have you. That's stupid. And then if you're a friend with a person that's doing that, call them out. I did it to one of my friends. We was in New Orleans and a girl walked by. She had on a see-through pink white outfit, and she had pink undergarments on underneath it, and her hair was pink. And they went to laugh at the lady, and I turned around and I said, I know we're not about to do this. That lady put on what she wanted to put on because she wanted to. We're not finna make fun of them. They could look at you and make fun of you, what you got on. So what's the purpose? And the lady heard me and she said, thank you, my queen. I'm not finna pick at nobody, cause it ain't my place to make fun of nobody. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to enjoy life. I didn't come all the way over here to sit back and laugh at people and watch somebody and make fun of them. I showed up to a party. We went there to party. We went to go enjoy the Essence Festival. We didn't go there to sit and people watch and make fun. Even when I'm in the airport and I have a long layover or I'm there early for my flight, I don't sit and watch people to pick on. You know what I do? I bring a book with me and I read. I'm not people watching to make fun. And if I'm people watching, I'm people watching and I'm smiling because it's a blessing that so many people can bring their kids on trips to Disney. People will save up their money and they bring their kids down to Disney World and they let the kids enjoy and explore Disney. I'm watching people and smiling and speaking and saying, hello, how you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, whatever. I'm not looking at them to say, why she got that on? Why she came out like this? A person will have a bonnet on their head and y'all will pick at them. You pick at them and you say, oh, she came out the door with a bonnet on her head. She should know better than that. Why does it matter to you? Why is it your business? Why are you so hung up on somebody else's life that you got to sit and try to find a way to make fun of somebody? Y'all pull out y'all cameras and y'all videotape people to make fun of them. You videotape people to put on Facebook thinking that you'll go viral. But going viral, really, sometimes it makes you look like a small-minded, ignorant person. You find the wrong things to try to fill that void that's in your heart. Your family raise you that way. No matter what you say, you pick that up from somebody in your family. Because that shit is a generational, that's where the generational curse is. We can't say we broke because of generational curse. You struggle with who you are because you weren't raised with love. You weren't raised with happiness. Something is a disconnect somewhere. And some of y'all might have grown into this. But you got to let that shit go. Stop making fun of somebody. You know, I say stuff about veneers because y'all go to the wrong doctors. Them veneers not supposed to be like that. They're not supposed to be big and your mouth is, is your teeth don't look natural. It look like you just got a big, that man, the lady did a video, she said her daddy ordered his veneers off of eBay. And she said, well, can you talk, daddy? He couldn't do nothing but smile. See, your veneers gotta look natural. But y'all run and get veneers versus going to the doctor and saying, can I get a deep clean? Can I get braces? It used to be a time that everybody needed to get braces to fix their teeth. I was blessed to have some pretty decent straight teeth. But I have a tooth that may be a little off at the bottom. But I'm not trying to go get veneers. And if I did decide to go get veneers, I'm going to invest in going to get veneers the right way. I'm not going to go to them people overseas that's going to make them look real big and not natural. I'm not going to go to no beautician, because there's some lady that does hair and she do veneers also. Y'all got to think with your mind. What you spend is what you get. Your investment is in you. And if you go to cheap way and things, then that's what you're going to get. I had somebody call me yesterday and they said they was going to buy something and they was going to buy the cheaper one, but they thought about what I say. You get what you pay for. And that's always true. You're going to get what you pay for. So if you're going to pay this lady, I'm going to say $100 to do you a full set of veneers. And you know she just a beautician and not a dentist. You're going to get what you pay for. See, we try, and the excuse is, well, I was trying to support another black business. I'm sorry. She's not a dentist. You trying to support who? Oh, okay. You're not supporting the one you need to support. You just trying to spend cheap and use that, oh, she's a black business. Okay. And then you wonder why the teeth falling out already. It just make it make sense. You know, they have caps that you could pop on your teeth. If that's a struggle for you and you don't want to spend that much, you go to the dentist and they'll make a full cap. And you can pop them on and then take them off in the evening or whenever you want to. We go too far with criticizing people versus trying to help somebody. Don't criticize the lady because her teeth fell out and she went to this person and people making fun of it. No, enhance it. Make her understand, hey, sis, listen, next time, you got to go to a dentist. You can't go to the beautician, not knocking the beautician, but you got to go to a person that is licensed, who has been trained, who knows this job. And I don't mean you do a workshop and you teach somebody how to do them. You're not a dentist. You're not an orthodontist. So if you're not an orthodontist, why in the hell are you telling people you come to my beauty shop and I give you veneers? That don't work. But see, people are so, they don't want to be criticized. You'll have some small-minded idiot that's going to say, oh, look at her teeth. Her teeth not pretty. Her teeth not that. Again, black culture. Who cares if her teeth are not pretty? Who cares if her teeth are not straight? Who cares if she's struggling with her teeth? Maybe she don't have the money right now to get her teeth done. A white person going to look at you and say good morning and keep walking. An Asian person, if they speak, they just going to say good morning and keep going. They're not looking at you to try to figure out a way to make you, oh, she need her teeth done. Oh, God, look at that. That's nasty. She just look a mess. Them people don't care. They just speak and keep going. And if they don't speak, they keep going. They're not sitting around trying to pick at somebody. The lady said people stare at her. When they go places, this one of them videos I was watching. And she said most of the people that stare at me are African Americans. And they laugh at me. And they take pictures of me. They sneak and take pictures and make fun. Or they videoing me. See, that could be pushing that lady over the edge to go and commit suicide. That could be pushing that lady to give up on life altogether. Because the world could be so cruel in its own. And then here y'all come trying to make fun of somebody. What gives you that right? Who do you think you are? That's why you don't have no friends. That's really why you don't have no friends. That's why you really, the people that you hang with, they don't really hang with you. You don't have nobody. All you got is a criticizing mindset where you sit and you watch and you pick at people. The ex used to do it so much, but when he, that was before, let me rephrase that. When he was with me, I didn't have that problem because I don't make fun of people. And he knew that I didn't do that. So he didn't do that around me. But when he got around his circle, they would do stuff and make fun. But then sometimes you would hear him say, man, come on, chill out. Don't do that. Don't talk about that person. But then when he moved on and he got in somebody else that's as ignorant as they are, now it's all about picking on fat people. But you ain't skinny, and your girl sure ain't skinny. And this stuff right here, people could pick at y'all. They could look at you and say, oh, he looked like XYZ. She looked like this NYC or whatever. Nobody don't care. Y'all sit back and y'all make fun of people. You get on Facebook, you get on Twitter, you get on Instagram, and you want to pick at people. Not so much Instagram. Because, see, I don't know. When I look at it, I think about, what did you look at yourself without all the all your enhancements? See, filters are enhancements too. So they go to filters. They go to the fake inside of cars. My friend girl, she posted a video showing a car, and the people made it look like this was their car, and they for real, no lie, was using a filter for the whole thing. People really are thinking that people are stupid and not aware that that's a filter. You could tell when it's a filter because it just don't look right. It looks a little bit off. The color is off. Everything is either bright blue or it's a little blurry, or it looks exactly the same angle every time you do this. Something gotta give. But that's your enhancement. Just like this lady went and got her body done. You living on an enhancement. When you gonna criticize yourself? When you gonna laugh and joke about what you do? When you gonna say, hey, I use this enhancement. This not really what I look like. I be catfishing y'all. When you gonna say, I use this enhancement. This is in my car. Because I don't drive that kind of car. I drive this kind of car. But I don't want to make y'all think that I don't have anything, because I feel like inside my self-esteem is low if I'm not driving a luxury name car. Or I feel like I'm not going to get any likes if I don't show y'all that I'm standing in some red bottom shoes. See, a person that wear red bottoms, no, you can't really stand that long in them damn shoes because they hurt. They the most uncomfortable shoes you can ever buy. We don't get that. We don't understand that. We don't see, you know, people, y'all don't talk about yourself. You don't talk about how you use the angles. You don't master the angle of taking a picture to make your body look a certain way, but in real life, you ain't that person. Somebody see you out in the store, they don't really know it's you, because that ain't what you look like with the pictures and the videos you put up. Can a video be edited? Damn right, Snapchat. There's other ones too. You can do a video on Snapchat and chat and make yourself look like whatever you want to look like. They got all kind of filters and car filters, house filters, and all of this. See, y'all are too busy trying to downplay other people, but you forget all of the things that you do that are not right. Who cares if she went and got her body done? Who cares? It sounds like jealousy because you can't go get nothing done that you might want done. Because, see, everybody's body not perfect. And if you're so factuated on downplaying other people that went and got their body done, you're struggling with something on your body and you ain't got the funds to go get it done. And I stand tall on that one. I'm 5'10" and I stand taller than that. I stand 6 foot on that one. You don't have the money or the resources to fly somewhere and go get them parts of your body fixed that you really want to get fixed. You don't have the resources to go overseas because you ain't got no passport, or you can't get a passport, or you don't know how to get a passport, or you just don't have the funds to get a passport. You can't go overseas and get this done because you got to stay at a recovery house. And right now, when you look at your funds, you might have just enough to get part of the surgery done, but the rest you don't have. You look at the flight and you say, damn, I got a few dollars towards the flight, but I don't have the rest. But you don't know the resources where you can have all of it in 1 second and have your ticket in 10 seconds. But because you don't have that, you could find those resources the same way you find these people to watch and make fun of if you just put your effort into something more productive. Who cares if she went and got her body done? Who cares if she went and got a butt lift and a tummy tuck and a arms did and a face reconstruction and all of this? Who cares? Who cares if her nose is big, if her mouth is wide? She's beautiful, irregardless. But some of y'all are ugly in spirit. You're so focused on the next woman. What is your child doing in school? What is your child watching on TV? What is your child texting somebody else? See, your child gonna pick up on what you do and they gonna think that's the way of life. Just same way you did probably with your mother. We are the most criticizing race there is. It's sad. It's really, really sad that a woman can't enjoy what she wanted to do to her body. Because y'all are too busy trying to find a reason to talk about her. A reason to try to make it a negative situation when it's not even your business. And to have a man sit and talk about other women because the way that lady's made when she's walking and living her life. See, you got to look at those people because they broken and miserable themselves. They struggling financially. But they put on a front in front of social media to make you feel like they got something. But they struggling all around. They got small. Man might have the smallest penis you can ever think of. But he's sitting up there laughing at this lady because she got a big stomach or she's fat or she done went and got her body done. He's struggling with the fact that his penis ain't but about 3-4 inches long. So that's the way you get a little bit of excitement, is to talk about somebody else. You know, and it's sad. Who cares if she has a larger stomach? You don't know what that lady's going through. And even if it's because she eat too much, you don't know what she's going through. That's her business. Who cares if she went and got plastic surgery and had her stomach cut and tucked and all of this? You don't know what she went through to get the money to do that. That's her business. That's her life. We quick to say, oh, they got a PPP loan. That's their business, their life. Who cares? Whoever went and got a PPP loan and did they bought it, that's your life, your business. Who cares? Not mine, because if you get in trouble, that's on you. It ain't on me. Some of y'all sit and y'all talk about people, but your so-called friends look worse than that person. Sometimes your so-called family members look a mess. Sometimes your friends went and got a PPP loan but just got evicted. See, you're not talking about what's close to you. You're trying to take that off and project it onto somebody else. But some of y'all are struggling in real life. You're too busy making fun of other people, but what about your circle? Why is your circle getting PPP loans for a couple of $1,000, like $3,000-$4,000? But then they turn around and they get evicted a few months later. You going to talk about that? Let's talk about how your friend is, you know, y'all got these scams going on how to get money out of people and fraud and all of this kind of stuff. And you fix credit this week and then next week you do income tax. And then the next week you do something else, and then the next week you're doing something else, but all along you're just gathering data. You're gathering data so that you can do something illegal. You're living off of fraud and illegal activities, whereas you looking at this person worried about what they're doing with their life. That's that projection mindset. I'm going to project all this wrong that I've done or I'm doing so that the heat's not on me and people are not looking at me, but they looking at you because I'm making fun of you. See, what I learned over years is to always pay attention to somebody that's always trying to bully or make fun of somebody. And the reason why you pay attention to them, because you're going to see why they're doing it. It's a struggle. They're doing something they're not supposed to do. And why they're doing something they're not supposed to do, that's keeping you from seeing all of their faults, all of their flaws, all of their wrong, all of their illegal activities. But if you're so wrapped up in you and you got this beautiful life that you tell everybody that you have on social media, oh, I'm loved by everybody. Oh, I'm the beauty queen of the world. Oh, I'm this. I'm the perfect one. But then in real life, you're a fucking clutter mess because you're picking at this woman. This woman didn't ask you to analyze her life. This woman did not ask you to make fun of her or to post her on social media as a joke. And like, you really get a happy moment because you found a way to bring somebody else down. But see, once you make that post or go off alive and you got to deal with reality, you probably sitting in the dark because you ain't got no money to pay your light bill. You probably sitting rocking, waiting on your kid's disability or your family member disability or some special check that you get monthly. You sitting and you waiting on this check to come once a month. While this lady had her money and she was able to go do what she wanted to do to her body. We criticize people for the wrong reason. We make fun of people because we don't have happiness inside of us. So I just wanted to come on here this morning because it really irks me when somebody puts in that much effort to make somebody else feel bad about themselves or their decision. The strong person not gonna feel bad. The strong person gonna go back at you. The strong person gonna ignore you and let people be aware of the person that you are, and then they gonna sit back and say, well, what's her problem? She must be broke. What's her problem? She unhappy with her life. Well, did she talk about this or did he talk about this? Did he show them that, you know, he dirty most of the time? Even though he tried to put on clean clothes, you can still see the dirt on him. Or did he talk about the fact that, you know, he talk about women so bad that it shows that when he was brought up, he didn't have what he needed to respect a woman, or that he's a male chauvinist pig or any of that? Did it show that this woman pattern is she don't compliment anybody, she's forever criticizing somebody? And then when it's thrown back and said, hey, I've been fat forever, I ain't trying to impress nobody, then you come back with, I don't think, you know, it's nothing to do with fat people, there are beautiful fat people, I'm fat. Oh no, you perfect, you're a perfect soul. See, you're gonna run on your match sometime, and your match gonna give you what you need. They're gonna analyze you and they're gonna break it down and they're gonna tell you, this is what this is. See, my degree in psychology, I can analyze it and break it down. And if one more attack comes towards me, I'm going to analyze it so good that they're going to go to their mother and they're going to say, hey, mommy, why is she picking on me? I'm not picking on you. I'm going to tell you how everything stemmed and pulled together and where you came from and what was what and how you seek attention because you don't have it and how you jump from man to man to man to man because you're not happy with yourself. See, I don't have to have a man. I got tons of men right now that want to date me. I don't want to date yet. I want my freedom right now. I want my happiness. When that man come to me, guess what? He not coming to find a person that's sitting and making fun of somebody. And he's not coming and he's not going to be with somebody that's in a struggle mentally. Because he's going to come to someone that's already built, that's already got her shit together, that's already mentally there. I'm not perfect. By no shot am I perfect. But what I am is I'm not incomplete. I come whole. I don't want a man to complete me. What I want is a companion that we enhance each other. See, that's going to fly by some of y'all heads because y'all looking for that completion. You're looking for that project. I don't want a project. I want a man. I don't want a project where I go and get somebody that I know is struggling because they're going to look at me for help and then I feel superior because I'm over them. I don't want that. I want somebody that's not struggling. I don't want a man that makes $35,000 or less a year because that becomes a project for me. I don't need a project. Some of y'all go after these men that are projects. Thinking, hey, I'll give you some money. Oh, I could fix this for you. Or I could do this for you. I don't want that shit. I done been there. I'm 49 years old as of yesterday. I don't want another project in my life. That ex that I had, that was a project. When you 50 years old and your lights getting turned off, when you 50 years old and you making payments on a 2010 or 2013 car because you have no control. You have no discipline in your life. When you 50 years old and you a squatter that you earn something because you squatted in there long enough that it now is yours, but you don't pay your taxes. You don't pay your bills. You don't do anything. You put the bar over reality. I don't need another project like that. I need a enhancement because I have fun. But before I have fun, I got to make sure I take care of everything. Debt free. I don't have no debt right now. I got one, I should say. I financed my daughter's car because I needed to show revolving credit. Two, I co-signed for my son for his truck. Outside of that, I don't have no problems. Could I go buy something right now today? I sure could. I just dropped $10,000 on a program for my business because I shut down my business and people really didn't realize. When my father died, I shut down my business because I didn't want to do nothing. See, a lot of people don't even invest into their future, their career. They want a nickel, dime, and penny and everything. I've been there. I'm going to take all these free classes. But then I get scared when it's time to make an investment. Now I make an investment and I don't blank twice. I just make the investment because I know what I'm investing in is going to bring me more into my business. It's going to give me the things that I need to make my business and me more successful. Yesterday was my new year. My birthday has always been my new year. January the 1st is a new year. But my new year starts on my birthday. My goal for my year till I hit 50 is $2 million. I did 1.8. There's no reason why I can't hit 2. So when you see me hustling from today forward, don't ask no questions. I got a goal. And my enhancement on my body, if I choose to, is my business. Not yours, not the next man, not anybody. I do what I want to do with my body, just like everybody else who's had their body enhanced. Go and get your mind enhanced versus sitting and picking at somebody. Versus sitting and digging and finding old pictures and videos and trying to body shame or criticize somebody. Your parents didn't teach you well if that's how you live life. And if your parents taught you well and you picked this up somewhere, shame on you for embarrassing your family. Shame on you for embarrassing your family. Because if they raise you right and you decided this is the route you want to go, shame on you. So have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. For those of you that have been made shame of, hold your head high. Smile and realize you are a beautiful person. No matter what anybody says, you are beautiful, you are wise, and you are worthy. Have a wonderful Saturday, everybody. Bye-bye.